Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets fell sharply after China retaliated in the trade dispute by hiking tariffs on US $60 billion worth of US products to 25% from 10% effective 1 June. The Dow tumbled 617 points or 2.4% to log its biggest single session decline since the 3rd of January. Boeing Co. fell 4.5% amid speculation the airplane maker could be singled out by China in the trade war. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reported that the 737 MAX planes would not be expected to return to the skies before the end of the summer travel rush. Broader S&P 500 fell 2.4%, with utilities the only primary sector to advance. Information technology led the downside. More than 90% of S&P 500 constituents declined, the broadest fall since the 7th of May. Uber Technologies fell a further 10.75% on its second day as a publicly listed company to be the worst performing S&P 500 constituent over the past two sessions. The technology-centric Nasdaq dropped 3.4% to log its worst single session fall of 2019. Tesla Inc. fell 5.2% to its lowest close since the 5th of January 2017. Apple Inc. fell 5.8%, with the US Supreme Court ruling that Apple customers can proceed with an antitrust lawsuit challenging the company's exclusive control over the marketplace for iPhone applications. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 3.2%. The additional tariff of 25% will be levied against 2,493 goods, including LNG, soy oil, peanut oil, petrochemicals, frozen vegetables and cosmetics, the Chinese Finance Ministry said. China's revised target list left out products such as crude oil and large aircraft. Europe's main markets were lower. Germany's DAX down 1.5%, France's CAC down 1.2%. London's FTSE fell 0.6%, with BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto both falling 1% plus. Vodafone PLC fell 5.2% after The Times reported that the telco group is set to reverse a pledge to investors and slash its dividend in order to pay for expensive auctions for mobile phone airwaves in Germany and Italy. Base metals were lower across the board, copper tumbling 2.1% to $272.88 a pound or $6,011 per tonne, its lowest settlement since the 29th of January. The net speculative short position on the LME had expanded to 2.1% of open interest, back to levels not seen since late January, according to commodities broker Marex Spectrum. Elsewhere, nickel was down 1.7%, zinc down 2.4% and aluminium down 0.3%. Data yesterday showing that vehicle sales in China fell 14.6% in April year-on-year also weighed on the base metals complex. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $1.14 or 1.2% to $96.10 a metric tonne. Gold futures topped $1,300 an ounce for the first time since the 10th of April, gaining $14.40 or 1.1% to $1,301.80 an ounce. The US dollar index fell to a fresh three-week low, while the Chinese yuan fell to a four-and-a-half-month low. Oil prices retreated, WTI settling 62 cents or 1% lower at $61.04 a barrel, the lowest settlement since the 29th of March, and off an intra-session high of $63.33 a barrel. Brent shed 39 cents to $70.23 a barrel after tapping an intra-session high of $72.58 a barrel. Oil prices had rallied earlier in the session after Saudi Arabia said two Saudi oil tankers were among vessels attacked off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. It was unclear how the attacks had occurred. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.1 basis points to 2.42%, briefly dipping below 2.4%. The US Treasury yield curve briefly inverted once again, with the 10-year note falling below the yield of the three-month bill. The Global Times reported that China is discussing the possibility of dumping US Treasuries. Aussie dollar is sharply weaker, buying approximately 69.43 US cents. The National Australia Bank Business Confidence Survey for April is released today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.